Hey, this is Steve Sumrall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 32.
I want to thank you for joining me today on our podcast of Table Talk. And if you would, take time to share this spot with your neighbors, your friends, those you know, don't know, those you know on social media, those you know face to face. I know they'd appreciate it. We're sharing with you the last few weeks about some of the greater issues of life being, what am I going through right now? How do I cope with this? How do I cope with that situation in my life? And the first thing we're talking about is discouragement and how to get past that thing. Because we have plans. Others might have plans for you. But then there's the God plan, the big G. And a lot of people say, oh, God, would you please get on my page and bless my plan? You know, things would go a whole lot better for you if you say, oh, God, what's your plan? Let me join your plan. Because God's plan is always higher, wiser, and better in the end for you, because God knows the beginning from the end and the end from the beginning. And so it'd be a whole lot smarter if you got on God's plan instead of inviting him to jump on your plan. Oh, God, bless my plan. But maybe your plan's not the best for you. But God knows. I want to share something with you about that word called discouragement. Comes to us from Psalm 138, Psalm 138 in verse 7. The Bible says, though I walk in the midst of trouble. Ever been there? Do you remember the three Hebrew children? They were not in the fiery furnace because they were bad guys. They were there because they were good. If you remember the story, there they were, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And, of course, and Daniel. And there they were. There they were. And they made a rule, a law, saying that here's an image of the king. And everybody's got to bow down to this thing and worship him. And if you don't, that's going to be your end. Can you imagine being in a room full or a vast area full of subjects of the king and everybody, and I mean everybody is bowing down and scraping, except three guys. Do you think they felt obvious? Do you think they felt, we might get in some trouble here? But they knew they were. But they had conviction, there is only one God. And thou shalt not have any other gods before me. We serve Jehovah God, and we are willing to pay the price. The price. What was the price? Their lives. And so though you walk in the middle of trouble, sometimes for doing the right thing, the Bible says, you will revive me. Saw something on the news just a couple of nights ago of where there was a car by the side of the road. So a police officer just pulled in behind the car and he opened the door and he saw that whoever that driver was unresponsive. Didn't respond to any kind of words or commands. His body was limp. And so this police officer undid his seat belt, pulled him out of the car, and started to do CPR on this man, or he would have died. And nobody was there except the police officer. And then finally, after a while, the emergency services did show up. The ambulance did come. But for a while, it was just the police officer doing his J-O-B. His job of pulling the man out of the car. Could have thought, well, you know, he's distraught or he's out of gas or there's some other kind of problem. No. His heart had stopped beating. So there he was, rhythmically pumping, giving that man a second chance to live. And in the underlying words saying, if that officer wouldn't have done that, It had been too late before the EMT showed up to save that man's life. That officer saved the man's life. Did he get an applause? Maybe by the guy that lived. Did anybody else tell him what a great job he did? Gave him a trophy? No. He was just doing his job. And so we see that the Lord, he can come alongside of you when you're doing the right thing, or repent when you're doing the wrong thing, and he will give you the strength that you need to fight another day. You know the award that most of us are going to get? By a brother or a sister patting you on the back and say, attaboy, done a great job. Did you build a $1 million building? No. Did you sail across the seven seas? No. But what did you do? A man or a woman serving God, loving God, raising children, seeing them through the problems of life, helping them, nurturing them, pointing them in the right direction, just being a good mom or dad, and somebody saying, oh, not a whole lot of platitudes, but you're doing okay. You're going in the right direction. You're raising your family in a godly way. And that deserves the applause of heaven and of man. Here in the Word of God in that 138 Psalm, that the Lord is going to revive you. That man pulled out of the cart. He would revive. He had life again because one man stopped and did his job. You're going to stretch forth your hand against the wrath coming against me, and your right hand shall save me. Wow. Never, ever discount the God factor. You might get discouraged. You might be at a low point. But never say, well, God, there must be no God because I wouldn't be here. Wait a minute. Did God put you in the place where you are? Did you put yourself in that place where you are? And so no matter how you got there, you're there. And then you just got to get out. I'll say, God, I thank you. You revived me. I thank you. You kept on pumping my heart, bringing me joy, bringing me peace, bringing me the Word of God, giving me the ability to pray to a Heavenly Father that loves me so much he gave his Son Jesus for me. Jesus left and gave me the Holy Spirit. Wow, what a great God you are. Today, I think I'm going to make it. You know, after one of the tragedies that we had here in the United States, I saw the talk show the next morning, and they said, you know when you're having a good day? When you're able to take your pulse and you feel your heart beating down here around your wrist and say, you know what? Today's going to be the beginning of a brand new good day. Take your pulse. You're still going. You're alive. You have potential. You have God. You have faith. You have His Word. And God Himself is saying, attaboy, you're doing okay. You're doing okay. Don't live for the applause of man. Live for the applause of heaven. Thanks for listening and watching to Table Talk.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.